I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined now by Mr. Jono, is it Everts? Everts?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Mr. Jono Everts is coming live to us from none other than the sunny paradise of Nelson. Mordena, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing bloody great. You know, the sun's shining through at the moment. I doubt it's as shiny and sunny as it is in Nelson. What's it like up there?
It's very sunny. It's very warm. Yeah, it's hard to beat Nelson. Very good too.
Hell yeah. We're here to talk about your band Al Hotel's new track, Dead Ends. Before we get into that, though, I did a little bit of LinkedIn stalking and saw that you're a software engineer. I want to know, how has your job been affected by AI?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yes, I am a software engineer, mm-hmm. and it's actually been good, I think. Yeah, so like, at first when it came out, I didn't use it at all. And I was like, I don't need this. I can just Google stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, I use it a lot at work. It's not replacing us, so we're safe. But who knows, give it 10 years, maybe AI is going to take my job.
Mm.
Maybe AI is going to take your job, you know? We never know. Maybe AI is going to take musicians' jobs.
Very possible.
We'll see.
I mean, at this rate, who knows? Have you been told not to use the Chinese AI DeepSeek?
No, we hadn't. No. I did use that one. That was the one I was using.
Because I know that some people who work for like government ministries have been told not to use it. But let's get talking some turkey here. The video for Dead Ends was published quite recently, and I saw there's a real funny comment on there about someone trying to find the ending of the Grand Budapest Hotel, but stumbling across your music video. Do you see that?
I did see that, and I wish I could tell you it was a complete stranger, but unfortunately, one of our very good friends. So, but yeah, when I did read that one, I was like, "This is gold." I was like, "Please tell me this is real."
It's such a pipeline, eh?
Our next video, we'll have to put some Grand Budapest Hotel keywords, some Google search engine optimization words to make it pop up.
Mm-hmm. I reckon get someone to direct the video, kind of like a Wes Anderson style. Could go hard.
Yeah, yeah. Or we could put up some like fake links for like free Grand Budapest Hotel movie downloads, but it's just the video. Download it. Wow, that was quick. And then it's just our song. Yeah,
totally.
Hidden tactics.
The song itself is kind of a critique or a parody of like kind of highly high machismo kind of lad culture that really celebrates the semi-controlled violence of a sport like rugby. And this isn't necessarily to yuck people's yums, but there's a lot about that culture that probably needs to be resolved. Do you see much of that kind of weird alpha male shit in your like in your professional realm at all? Not necessarily at your workplace, but in the industry?
I'd say the industry's actually been pretty good. Yeah. Like, I think it was honestly, like, all of that stemmed from more high school, really. Mm-hmm. I think that's where that stuff, at least, yeah, me and my friends would probably see that the worst. But the rugby culture at high school that we're kind of mocking, I guess, at it and as our main mock there, but... Yeah, not in the professional world, which has been good, yeah.
That's good, because I've heard some mixed things about the tech industry from people I know.
Ah, true, yeah.
Are in orbit, but yeah.
Yeah, no, luckily I've worked, in the physics department and then with a bunch of programmers, so I think I've been pretty lucky.
Were you at an all-boys school?
No, I was actually at a co-ed school. Yeah, Waimea College. Great school. If there's any kids listening, go to that school. Great school.
Were you a reclusive gamer in high school as the start of the video portrays you out, or were you an athlete, or were you more somewhere in between?
I don't think I was in between. I was in between, but I did play a heck of a lot of RuneScape and a heck of a lot of World of Warcraft and a heck of a lot of League of Legends. So I did do my part.
Three massive red flags there.
yeah. Three massive red flags or three massive green flags, depending on your perspective.
Well,
but three great games. I say that myself. But I don't play too much anymore these days, unfortunately. Life has taken over a little bit, but one day I'll get back to my level 80 Tauren Druid and make it up to the new level cap, whatever that is, on World of Warcraft.
Mm. There's only so many glass discs you can smash after losing a game of League of Legends, right?
Oh, yeah. 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 You did right.
Was that something that you and Dave Borry really bonded over? Because I know that he was huge into RuneScape, and I have a feeling he was into League of Legends as well.
Yes, he was. Yeah. No, definitely. I think at some point early on in our friendship, RuneScape got brought up, and their kind of eyes lit up, and you know, it was a hug and a, I love you, bro. That's not just the RuneScape talking. And yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Best friend since then, so yeah.
That's so cute. How much fun was the video to shoot? Because it looked like everyone is just having a ball.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of my life. Like, it was awesome. And yeah, massive thank you to Scrambler who organized us and filmed and put it all together, did an amazing job. But yeah, the day itself was literally like, yeah, because we had all our best mates who just hung out and mucked around with us all day. So yeah, I definitely, my cup was very full by the end of the day. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And also the production quality is really, really immaculate. It's impeccable.
Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked. Like obviously, yeah, Scrambler, those guys are seriously professional, but yeah, like, I mean, yeah, when we got the first draft back, my mind was like, wow, like, yeah, I didn't expect it to be that high quality, and it just, yeah, they've worked some wizardry and just, yeah, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Totally. Around the 150 mark in the video, someone in the video gets hoisted up by their undies to catch a rugby ball. you can kind of see the cheeks. Was that a one-take wonder, or did that have to be done multiple times?
Yeah, that's a good question. There was multiple takes, yeah. So, yeah, multiple takes. We wanted more of the bum shine, and so there was multiple hoists, yeah. Trivia question for you. So that's a band member's bum.
Uh-huh.
What bum do you think it is?
A friend of mine actually asked me whose it was yesterday. So I'm going to suggest, is it Hamish? Is there a Hamish?
Oh, I know, but there is a Mitchell.
Mitchell, that's the one. Mitchell.
Yes. No, it was Mitchell. Mitch. Yeah, so.
Crack up.
So, yeah, basically, the question was like, okay, who's got the hairiest, whitest bum? We all kind of just turned straight to Mitch, and he was like, yeah, right. Yeah, the other boys.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good that he was a team player, because that is a very vulnerable thing to do, putting your ass on camera like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough when you got an asset as good as he's had, so, yeah. Got to make use of it.
Yeah, double-cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon, am I right? Sheesh. So with this new song, I know that, you know, people are kind of all over the place. Dave's in Australia. You're in Nelson at the moment. You know, what's the likelihood of seeing any shows in the immediate future?
Oh, yeah, not sure. We are all going to be in Melbourne next weekend. But I think, yeah, we didn't end up trying to put something together, so... Yeah, not sure. We might be sort of on the tail end of that, just with our all being in different places. So yeah, we'll let you know if anything does come up, but yeah, not in the immediate future just yet.
Nice. Of course, there's an EP that's going to be coming out this year.
Yes.
Can we talk dates, names, how many songs?
It's 4 songs. And dates. Do I have a date? I do not have a date off the top of my head. Ask my manager, Dave Borry. yeah.
Is there any? Is there a, like? Is it in the latter half of the year? Is it coming up pretty soon?
It'll be coming up very soon.
Very
like
soon.
Like within a month and a half is probably my. Yeah. Was it definitely 2 months max? 1 month minimum. That's my guesstimate.
I feel like you guys would be the perfect band to release on April Fool's Day. You know, I feel like that would be...
Oh, that's actually... Yeah. You know,
not to put any ideas in your head, not to incept anything.
Yeah. We can make it happen. Yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
So you all going to Melbourne pretty soon. Yeah, totally. You all are all going to Melbourne pretty soon. Is this the first time you've been to Melbourne, or have you been there a few times?
This is my first time. Yes. No. Well, yeah, so I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah, and we've got some Fontaines DC tickets. So, yeah,
brilliant.
Going to see them. Which would be good. Yeah.
What do you mean? I went there for the first time properly a couple of weeks ago, and I can definitely say, get on the Vietnamese food there. It is insane.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I will. I'll do that.
Get some banh mi in you, man. It's ridiculously good quality over there. Is this, given that the EP is going to drop maybe on April Fool's Day, is there going to be any more songs, or are we just going to wait till the EP drops?
I think this is probably our last single before the EP drops. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And then after the EP drops, is it Goodnight Irene? Like, what's going on there?
I think it will be, unfortunately, Goodnight Irene. Yeah, so I think that will definitely be, yeah, that might be the end of it, the end of an era for us, the end of an unbelievable chapter and something that I've really loved. But yeah, I think, moving around, living overseas, it's time for us to all kind of move on and do some other things. But
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's been an awesome experience. So yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way.
It's been beautiful to see it evolve and grow, and I just love how much fun you will have with it. I mean, you can just tell that you're all just, really, really happy doing your stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is the aim of the game, ultimately, I think. But yeah, thank you very much for joining me this morning, John. Do you have any final words for the listeners?
No, just a massive thank you to everyone who's ever listened to us and supported us and sent us messages, and massive thank you to New Zealand On Air and Scrambler for helping us with the music video. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Big thanks.
Awesome. We love that here.
Thank you to you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, Jono, and talking League of Legends here with me on the Edge of Breakfast program. I appreciate it lots. And safe travels for Melbourne. I'm sure you'll love it.
Thank you. Okay. See you later.
Take care, man. All right, folks, that's Jono Evitts from El Hotel. We're talking about their new song, Dead Ends, which we're going to play for you right now. It's 9:28 here on the Edgy Breakfast program. Coming up very shortly, we'll have Quizzle Me This featuring the Quizzler, the Quizzit of Oz, and Quiz in My Pants. Here's El Hotel with Dead Ends. You're listening to The One.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.